Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Whitey Ford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren takes first base on ball four. Skowron moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Noren. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Fox reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Noren. Kell reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantle throws the ball into McDougald, who tags Niemann trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Noren. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Johnny Sain now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Berra reaches second base with a double. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Scourin reaches third base with a triple. Berra scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Billy Pierce now pitching. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noren strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Noren out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Berra and he is out, McDougald applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-1 in the game. Sain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carey strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard pinch hits for Yogi Berra. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard now catching. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Herb Noren. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Serve now playing left field. Eddie Robinson now playing first base. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-0 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carey trying to get to third. Minoso throws the ball in to Kell, who tags Carey for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne juggles the ball. That's an error on Byrne. Dropo moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dropo tags and scores. Lawler tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-3, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierce moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pierce scores. Carrasquel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Minoso moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serv is 0 for 1 in the game. Serv hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Silvera pinch hits for Tommy Byrne. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera takes first base on ball 4. McDougald moves to second. Phil Rizzuto pinch runs for Charlie Silvera. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDougald scores. Rizzuto moves to second. It's 13-4, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.